Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Got a lot of fun going to happen. Brad Dacus will join us right after the break. And within the side this first hour. Always love when Brad's on with me because we get the latest of what's going on in the legal world. You know, get some real information, not that same stuff that's being spewed over and over again on some of those other shows, other channels. And, again, you can ask them any questions you want to. There's a live chat room on the website. And there's a dozen ways to go about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me, too, in the second hour. Right? He was the former California Republican Party chair. Talk a little bit about what's going on, now in the state, whether or not truly Governor Gavin Newsom, can really become president. That's what he's looking for. And this little creeptoid, he had to kind of quietly sign an executive order to keep one of the nuclear power plants open because the grid can't handle it. If he shut the power plant down, we'd really be in a world of hurt. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, I say to you, I'm believing that people won't get that stupid and think that he looks good. Oh, he's definitely like Obama. I mean, a great little orator. He can speak nicely. He looks like a GQ kind of guy, you know? And everybody seems to love him. And not because he's doing... Nobody can really tell you what he's done or hasn't done. Right? I mean, seriously. When they hear about the crime going up, what's going on in L.A. and other places, they all think... It's just because, it's not because they're not enforcing the law. They think, the average Joe thinks, I hate that term by the way, the average Joe thinks it's because, crime is just up. People are mad. They don't have jobs. They don't have this. They don't have that. That kind of thing. Which I just find it so amusing. It's not because they don't have jobs or it's too expensive to live somewhere and the way they're going to fix it. Is it going to force the hotels to allow homeless people to live in the hotels, especially when the room's empty? Because I am sure, when I get down to it, that those hotel rooms, the people living in them, the homeless that would be living in them, would vacate them immediately if they knew that somebody else wanted to be there. A paying person wanted to be in there, right? Wouldn't they? Maybe I'm wrong, but it only makes sense, doesn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But the logic that these people use, because you know what it is? It's not theirs. It's not their money. It's not their house. It's not their backyard. So what do they care for? What do they lose? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get informed and get engaged. Find out about this. I can't tell you how many people we talk to, parents especially, don't know that there's an election coming up. They don't know, not only that there's an election coming up, they don't know what seats or what a school board does, what a water board does, or even the city council to a big degree. And it isn't because my nose is in it 24/7. I don't want to hear that from anybody. The biggest reason behind all of this, because I know what's going on, others like me. Even before I had a radio show, I used to pay attention because of my kids. Aren't you? I have to ask. Well, here's your shock. Trump accuses Fox News of pushing a Democrat agenda. No, come on. Former President Donald Trump continued to rebuke Fox News, saying that the conservative network is opening the door for competition by trying to share the Democrat agenda all the time. And you know that's going on. Come on, people, for real. Listen to them. I know some of you are so in love with Fox. I get it. And you got, what is it, Newsmax, OAN. I had a brain fade for a second. Newsmax and OAN, those are great places to get news. Actually, Newsmax, much more conservative, where OAN is definitely more, they're not more left-leaning, but they definitely give you more of both sides of the issue. I'm kind of like, I mean, I don't watch them more than I watch Newsmax, but I do tune in to them from time to time to listen to their take, their viewpoint on some of the stuff that's going down. So Fox News is, you know, he went on to say that Fox News is really pushing the Democrats and the Democrat agenda. You'll find it on his Truth Social. He says it gets worse every single day. So many Dems interviewed with only softball questions. Republican counterparts show up and they get creamed. Why is that? Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm down.
downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. I always have a good time with you when you're with me. I appreciate the time you guys were in the chat room, texting me, tweeting me, just truly being, you know, part of the conversation, which means you're part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. All right, let me bring him on, the expert in all things law. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Love when he's on with us. He's doing a lot of good things for you, for me, and mostly for our kids. And Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I love to be on your show. Thank you.
All right, let's have some fun, okay? Because there was a plethora of, I don't even know what to call them. You're the one to call them laws, because these things are really, some of them are really whacked. You know, one of the original ones, one of the first things that comes down the pike was, let me see, would protect pregnant people now, not women, pregnant people from criminal or civil penalties following a stillbirth, miscarriage, or self-induced abortion. And I'm saying to myself, why was this a thing?
Yeah. It's,
how many people were being thrown in jail for having a stillborn baby?
Yeah. It's what it's really about, and it's I think it's 2223 is the bill number.
Yeah.
So this bill is and it's going to the governor's desk. So it passed the assembly, it passed the state senate. You know, we at Pacific Justice, it's called the infanticide bill. We fought it. They made changes. We fought it more. They made more changes and more changes. But the bottom line is, it's still very loose in that it allows a baby, bottom line, who's possibly born alive, maybe attempted to be aborted, perhaps, but, you know, is alive, to be killed outside the womb. That is just on its face. Just sick. And that's headed to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk, and we'll see if the California governor decides to sign that into law. If he does, it's just another arrow to head towards him if he decides to run for president.
Well, yeah, and that's it. You know, I brought that up in the earlier segment that, you know, he thinks he can run for president. He thinks he's going to win. I've got Tom DelPicaro coming on the next hour to talk about that and how real that might be. But I'm looking at some of these laws, thinking to myself, seriously, you know, what part of this, when is this running rampant, like Bill 1242? It would prevent California law enforcement from arresting anyone involved in an abortion or cooperating with an out-of-state investigation into procedures performed in the state. Now, look, you can't refuse as a state. You can't refuse to cooperate with another state's legal system, if you would. If a judge issues a subpoena or a judge issues a warrant, it's good countrywide, is it not?
Yeah, well, you're right. It's supposed to be. And according to the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution, it is. But that's not what this is about. This is about trying to circumvent the rights of other states for the purpose of being able to allow you know, that which is illegal and an outrageous violation of civil liberties and parents' rights to take place.
Yeah, two other ones that are kind of, you know, really at the forefront here for me and on this. Bill 1375 would allow a nurse practitioner to perform abortions without a physician supervision. And I'm saying to myself, the whole thing with abortion when it first came down the pike was it was supposed to be rare and safe, right? The reason we needed to make abortion legal is that women were dying in back alleys because of coat hanger type of abortions. And now there's no doctor involved.
Yeah, you know, Joe, this is interesting. So if someone was to say, okay, you're going to have a surgery on X, Y, and Z next week, we just want to let you know that it's going to be an RN. It's going to be a nurse. Now, RNs, mind you, they're sharp people. You know, I really respect RNs as a top-of-the-line nurse. But would you just say, oh, you're going to have the RN do the surgery instead of a doctor? Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
You'd say, what?
Yeah.
What? Of course it's going to be a doctor. Of course it's going to be a surgeon. It's going to be someone trained, someone who's gone to med school, who knows how to deal with sudden complications. But no. The old guys was about, you know, safety. Oh, safety, we need to have abortion legal. And now this law basically makes it less safe. It puts women more at risk who choose to go down this dreadful path.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense to me. I mean, seriously, no. When you just, at the simplest level, none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, I do think I know, Joe, why they're pushing for this. And I think the bottom line is, they know that many doctors are saying, no, I do not, in good conscience, I cannot do this. I won't do this. So to make sure that there's someone to help kill the preborn baby, they're expanding it at the risk of the health and safety of the mothers. And I think that's really the bottom line. That's the only, you know, rational basis for this. They just want to make sure that these abortions are happening, and they don't want it to cease because there's, you know, doctors who just don't want to engage in this hideous violation of the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I love this one, too. The Senate is issuing or have asked for a constitutional amendment that would repeal a portion of the California Constitution that requires local voters to decide whether to allow public housing complexes in their communities. So they're taking the right away of we the people to decide the kind of community we want to live in and give it to the legislators.
Yeah, that's very dangerous several regards. One is, first you have the individual who's moved into a neighborhood. It's safe. You know, people who are there in that neighborhood, they work for a living. You know, they're providing for their families. It's a safe neighborhood. And without any say on their part, you can have some people in Sacramento, you have bureaucrats in the state, just announce that this lot across the street is now going to suddenly change the whole neighborhood into something that's going to inherently increase potential crime, violence, danger. That in and of itself is very frustrating, but it's also going to be harmful to the economy of California because there's now an additional risk to buying a house in a community in California, where particularly where there's an open lot. You can't count on the Planning Commission because the City Council. It's going to create a greater uncertainty. Greater uncertainty means less investment.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We come back, Senate Bill 107. I know you know what this one is. This is that, would prevent other states with anti-transgender laws from removing trans children from their parents after coming to California. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, local far, a lot more Brad Dekus when we return.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has been very clear that he's talking about office holders. He's talking about elected officials who have these MAGA, ultra-MAGA Republican agendas.
for going on a week. The White House is continuing to discuss what exactly a MAGA Republican is. This as President Biden spoke once again calling out MAGA Republicans during a union-sponsored speech in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Labor Day. Juul Labs has agreed to pay $438.5 million in a settlement with more than 30 states following the state's joint investigation into whether the e-cigarette maker had marketed towards underage users. Labor Day was the second busiest travel day over the long holiday weekend. That's according to the TSA, which says they screened just under 2.4 million passengers. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, make sure that you're informed before you go off half-cocked and do dumb things. I used to do it, I know what it's like. But then I started bringing in the people who had a clue, who actually knew what they were doing. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Because now I could speak knowing that I had the real facts, that I knew what I was talking about. Brad Dinkins joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Loved the organization. Matter of fact, Brad, before we get to yakking again, maybe you could tell people what PJI is and how they can help.
Oh, certainly. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all across the country. We have offices now in 20 states, coast to coast. And we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We actually work hard to serve and make sure that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues. We do our work always without charge. And, of course, we're very grateful to those listeners who support our work, ideally on a monthly basis, or who decide to get our legal insider case updates. We have over 100 cases in litigation right now as I speak. So we're very, very involved all across the country, and people want to either support our work or with a tax-deductible donation, or they like to get our free newsletter updates on our litigation and our cases. They're exciting cases. Just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, pji.org, or they can text us. Just simply text PJI to the number 71541.
See, that's the way to go. I mean, the text messaging makes it so much easier for people and easier for them to get involved and engaged. And most people, you got that phone in your hand, so you do it before you forget. Do it now. Now. Right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, just text PJI to 71541. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. California Senate Bill 107 will prevent other states with anti-transgender laws, anti-transgender laws from, everybody knows with them, no matter what it is, okay? It's an anti. We are anti. So anti-transgender laws removing trans children from their parents after coming to California for gender affirmation health care. Now, I have to stop and think that through. Because you know how sneaky they are when they name these bills, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is this bill truly all about?
Yeah. So states that have child protection laws protecting children, little children, minors, from having their body cut off, parts of their body cut off and injected with hormones that are not natural to them to, quote-unquote, change their gender, it allows those people in those states it allows strangers or a disgruntled parent who doesn't have custodian rights because they're unfit or dangerous or who knows what, allows these people to take the child from that state against the lawful guardian's wishes. So the mom's out there screaming, what happened to my child? What happened to my 5-year-old? And it allows them to take that child to California to kidnap what is otherwise in every single state right now is kidnapping. To take a child from the legal guardian without their consent, it's kidnapping. But this law says if you do that, you're off scot-free if you make it to California because if your purpose is to try to have the child's body modified and parts cut off and injected and with stuff, then you're okay. You can't be prosecuted. You can be, the judge in Dallas could be, issue an order for you to be, sent back, extradited back to, nope, we're going to ignore that. We're going to completely ignore the rights of a state to enforce its criminal statutes. If your reason for kidnapping was to mutilate the child effectively and to have body parts cut off that biologically don't need it, then that's totally okay. And by the way, the child, we're going to ignore every order to have the child restored with their lawful guardian back in Texas. We're going to let the child stay here, maybe with a foster family that has a totally different worldview and perhaps a sexual lifestyle.
Yep.
So that's what the law would do. It's sick, it's twisted, and it's not just twisted for California. It's a direct threat on every parent in the United States that a third party person could grab their child without them knowing, steal them, and take them to California. And once they're in California, the kidnapper is safe. That's what effectively it does.
You know, I saw a picture of this doctor, little female, and she was all smiles and happy and congratulating the girl that she just cut her breasts off. You know, because she was on her way to her transition, and look at her smile. It was disgusting. And I was thinking to myself, this kid could have been 14 years old.
And
you're happy with yourself.
Right. In early adolescence in particular, there's a lot of confusion about, sexual orientation, sexual identity, insecurity. Very, very fragile. Very, very fragile at that age. Most children, most young early adolescents, if left alone, will work through it and not want to go down that path.
That's right.
So it's really, and those that do statistically have a tragic ending. Most don't live to see their 30th birthday because of depression that does not leave them and results in suicide or some kind of tragic death. This is not me talking. This is the former head of Johns Hopkins Medical School and Hospital that was just said, look, there's no reason to do this. It doesn't cure any biological issue or disease. It doesn't solve a psychological confusion or reduce symptoms of depression or suicide, and yet it's still being pushed and promoted, it's not about gender affirming care. No, it's about gender confusing, and that confusion results in depression and statistically a much higher death rate than those.
Brad, start to check out the numbers of the kids that are detransitioning, who are sorry they made the change, who no longer, they should have gone down the road to begin with, they said, but everybody was so affirming for them, you know what I'm saying? But
right, and now they're sterilized for the rest of their life. They're permanently sterilized.
Yep. And how the mom, you know, a lot of these parents will say, well, I didn't want my little Johnny, my little Sally, whatever, you know, they were feeling bad, and I don't want them to be unhappy. I don't want them to be miserable. You're right, because later on, I'm sure they'll be totally happy about what they did. I'm sure that'll be it. But
instead, listen, parents need to give their kids counseling.
But this, and more than two 20-minute sessions. So, but this law flies right in the face. I mean, if a federal judge issues a warrant or issues an order to bring that child back, how can they disregard that order?
Well, constitutionally, I would say they can't, because the Full Faith and Credit Clause requires states to respect the laws and criminal proceedings of other states. California is trying to basically act like Venezuela. So saying, like, we're like a separate, different country. We're above the U.S. Constitution. We can arbitrarily decide whether we want to respect the criminal statutes of other states and people who've committed crimes in other states. Hey, they can come to California. They'll be safe. We'll be a sanctuary state for criminals, just like Venezuela is or Cuba has been in the past. That is very, very dangerous. We could see states like Arizona and Nevada, for example, having to set up special checkpoints just to check people coming into California to make sure they're not kidnapping a child from some family or some lawful guardian elsewhere in the country. It's just like another country, and that's moving full steam, and that's going to the governor's desk now, and Governor Gavin Newsom could sign this, and if he does, it's going to be major fallout with other states and attorney generals probably working for other statutes to counter it and procedures to try to protect children from being kidnapped out of their state.
You know, this is beyond me. Newsom has been that guy that just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing against the law on a regular basis. So let's not change it. Let's break it as an elected official and see what happens. That's kind of the way he runs what he does, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly what he does. You know, another classic example was what he already signed into law, you know, the Prostitution Protection Bill. That's what I call it, because it says police officers can't approach prostitutes who are standing on a street corner selling themselves. And, of course, that's very a huge tragedy, and that's now the law in California.
Unreal. All right, Joe Mateo, your host. Don't go far, people. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call?
That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him back on. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out. Donate. Help them out. They're doing all the work that you scream about stop being done, but they're doing it. They just don't advertise it all over the place. Anyway, again, Brad, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on the program.
All right, so before we get into one of the ones I know you want to get into, and I do too, is Bill, Assembly Bill 237 here in California would create a fast food council responsible for negotiating standards for wages, hours, work conditions for the entire industry. And I was laughing about this the other night, and I'm saying, okay, you know those kiosks that you saw being beta tested? Guaranteed they'll start coming in, you know, a million miles an hour, right? Because this, you're talking about a council of people that probably have never owned a fast food joint, probably never owned a business, and they're going to sit down and decide how many hours a worker can work, when they take their breaks, how much they're going to make, what their benefits are going to be, what they have to be for. I'm saying, you're done. fast food workers, for the most part, this is a jump-off job. This is a job where you learn how to follow a boss's instructions, where you learn, you know, how to be there on time and do the right thing and all that other stuff. And they're treating it like it's a professional job that you can go ahead and support a family on being a burger flipper.
Yeah, it's, you know, now, in reality, I mean, these kids are getting like $17, $18, $20 an hour. That's the equivalent of between $34,000 and $40,000 a year, you know, to work for a fast food place. I mean, that's the going rate now. So the free market does a great job of adjusting for supply and demand, and is to give a fair wage is what the free market says it is. As long as you have competition of labor and employers, whatever the wage is, it's going to be what the free market says that person is worth with regard to their hours at their stage of life and development and training or lack thereof. So what we're talking about here is this legislation says, no, we're going to take the free market out of the picture. We, the government, know what's best, and we're going to basically unionize all the fast food places, and which will mean, you know, much, you know, higher pay. What that also means is a lot of fast food places are going to go out of business because they're not going to be able to survive. When they're having to charge the same for a hamburger that you get at Chili's or Applebee's, are you going to want to get a hamburger at McDonald's, or for the same price get a hamburger at Islands or Red Robin or some other place?
I went through Carl's Jr. and I won't tell you what I got like a hamburger, you know, a combo hamburger, fries, and a bottle of water. And the guy says to me, you know, I know it's an old joke, but I still use it, like $17.93. I said, I ordered one. I only wanted one hamburger. He said, that is a hamburger. That's one cheeseburger. I'm like, you're going to be $17? Yeah, yeah. I sound like the old guy, right, that just woke up from a coma from the 50s. But it has gone up so fast. If they do what they want to do, that hamburger is going to be $23. And those fast food joints, to a degree, they were where you got okay food fast and cheap. Not going to be the same.
Right. It won't be the same. I mean, you'll see, I think In-N-Out will survive. Chick-fil-A will survive. They have, you know, higher quality fast food as a general rule. I mean, they get tons of customers. But those other ones, the mainstream fast food places, you know, they're going to have a hard time surviving. They're going to be people can't expect to charge the same as a sit down restaurant that serves a, you know, a higher grade hamburger or food. So this is going to be very damaging to the fast food industry, damaging for young people wanting that, or people wanting that first job, people that are in need of a job. It's very tragic, and unfortunately, those who don't understand economics or aren't really educated in understanding how economics works and the economy works, like a lot of Democrats, that's what we're going to see potentially taking place, and it would be a tragedy.
Yeah, it's them not understanding what it is and not allowing it to play out the way it should. Seriously,
right?
The other one was. The other one that bothered me tremendously was Assembly Bill 2847. Now, this one will provide, 20 Senate Bill 972. This would lessen the barriers for street vendors to obtain permits and conduct business. And I'm saying to myself, think about this. So you get a restaurant that maybe, I don't know, whatever, it takes its letter grade from, for those of you who are in other parts of the country, our restaurants are letter graded A through C and then shut them down kind of thing. Lets you know how the food's being prepared and how they're adhering to, you know, the Board of Health program. So now you have street vendors that are going to pretty much be handed permits to sell food on the street. And they're going to lower the standard. Why would you lessen the barriers? See, they say lessen the barriers. You're lowering the standards for them to serve food. How is that okay? And this one sounds like it could be challenged. If a restaurant has to have certain things in place, why wouldn't a roving food stand?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think an individual's stomach doesn't know whether that food came from a food stand or a restaurant meeting health, health codes and higher criteria. So, as far as the logic in terms of health and safety, this makes no sense whatsoever. They might as well just tell restaurants, we're going to get rid of the ABC stand. We're going to get rid of these, just do whatever you want because we let the street vendors do whatever they want, effectively or lower standard. That's really counterproductive. And also there's a general assumption that when someone is in business selling food or food products prepared, that they're meeting a standard of health and safety that is constant and uniformly applied. This unfortunately violates that assumption tremendously.
Yeah, I'm reading this. I agree with you. Totally agree with you. Let me see what else. There was another one I wanted to hit on with you. Yeah, we can do that later. All right, let's go to the prostitution bill.
Right, prostitution protection bill is what I call it. Yeah.
Okay, why? What is it? And why is it so bad? Don't you want to protect prostitutes from being, beat and all that?
Yeah. Well, and actually, I have to say it's now actually a law. Governor Gavin Newsom has already signed this into law. What it does is that police officers, in the past, they could approach a woman, a prostitute, standing on a street corner, obviously dressed for business, just standing there waiting, to sell themselves. And in the past, police officers could come up, question them, say, "Ma'am, what are you doing here?" And also they could say, "Hey, is there someone watching you right now? Is your pimp watching you? Okay. We can protect you. We can take you. They'll think we're arresting you, but if you are, if you're a smuggled person, if you're someone who is human trafficked, we can protect you." They've saved a lot of human trafficked girls in these situations. This law says no more. Police officers, you cannot even talk to a prostitute. They are free to stand there and solicit themselves all that they want, and the only way you can do anything is if you have an undercover person, solicit to pay for the prostitute, and the prostitute says yes, and then da-da-da. Otherwise, you can't approach them, and it's really going to totally handicap the protection efforts regarding human trafficked girls, especially girls brought in from other countries. So it's a prostitution protection bill, if you will, but it's actually the human trafficking victimization bill. It just makes it more difficult to rescue kids in that situation.
So the rational
basis of this, okay, you're probably saying, why would they pass something like this? How could they justify this, right? Well, here's how they justified. They said, since statistically prostitutes are more likely to be black or Latino than white or Asian.
Nothing racist about that comment, is there?
Oh, I know, but this is their language. This is what they argued. Because of that, the existing laws allow police officers to harass these people who are predominantly more likely to be black or Latino, especially black or Latino. That's racism. So we can't let them do that. No, they're not harassing them. They're not talking because of their skin color. It's because they're selling their bodies. And there's all kinds of public policy and health reasons to oppose that kind of dehumanizing of women. So that's the reason, that's the rationale that they gave, was the disproportionate number of prostitutes who are black, and that's the reason why we can't allow these police officers to do their job to arrest those or to save those who are under the controls of a pimp or a human trafficker.
All right, Brad, real quick, tell people where to find you.
Easy, just pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, or they can send PJI to 71541.
All right, that was easy, people. Joe Messina, your host. Brad will be with us again next week. Be back in a few minutes with Tom Del Vaccaro. We'll learn more about what's going on here in the state. Can it be redeemed from the Democrats? Be back in a few minutes.